Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Prosen is here, too. Bob Prosen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, and he learned all about that when he, as an operator of not only as an executive in other companies like Sabre and AT&T and folks like that he's worked with, but also his own company, Prosen Center for Business Advancement. More importantly, though, he's our good friend. Bob Prosen, welcome back.
Jim, thank you for having me back, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's always a pleasure. Speaking of the new year, I know one of the things that you do with your clients is you help them get started off on the right foot for the new year. So what's your advice to us?
Well, you know, I just got back from Atlanta meeting with 50 small business leaders, and as I was up there speaking with them, I asked them if they had their plan in place for this year, and frankly, I was a little disappointed because... They didn't quite have it all thought out. Here we are.
They admitted it?
Yeah, they absolutely admitted it. You got to love honesty, don't you?
Yeah.
So I laid out an eight-step, and it's really easy to do, process to get you going, because why waste any time this year? Every day counts. We need to make money every day.
That's right.
So I thought maybe I could share some of that.
Absolutely. What's the most important one?
All right, number one, you have to have three areas of objectives. Financial, that's pretty straightforward. Everybody knows that. But what are your objectives for your customers and your employees for 2012? You need to have...
Financial, customers, and employees. Those are the three areas.
Yep. You need objectives in every one of those areas.
All right.
Now, you got to parse those objectives out to your direct reports. So once you establish them for your business, assign them to your direct reports. Make sure they understand...
Now, in small business, we don't have direct reports. We have family members and managers and that guy next door to, you know, that guy on the counter out there.
So, yeah, well, let's give it to them then. Let's give it to the family.
You got to lose the big business jargon around here, Bob. Go
that
ahead.
What small business? They had a bunch of those direct reports, my friend, okay? All right, let's give it to the people that work for you. How's that?
There you go.
Okay, so let's clarify what it is you want from them. And then what I want you to do is meet with each one of those people individually after they understand what they're accountable to deliver this year, and ask them one thing when you meet with them. What can you do to help them achieve those goals?
Mm-hmm.
And your job as the leader...
So instead of saying, here's what you need to do for me, you become their employee. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
I like that.
Our job as a leader is to help our people win, Jim. I mean, that's it. If we can help them win, we win.
You're exactly right, and the one of the things I'd like to make sure we stick in here at this point is get your people to take ownership of their job, and you become their support for that ownership.
Absolutely.
Their employee. I've actually told my employees, this belongs to you, this thing we're talking about, this space, whatever it is, this belongs to you. You own it, and I work for you. What can I do to help you?
That's beautiful. So you and I are on the same page.
Absolutely. This is powerful. Bob, if we had to hang up right now, you've given him something extremely powerful.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, what's next?
The job of a leader, remember, make your people win. And you do that by removing the roadblocks that stand in their way.
Right.
The next thing I want you to do is just on one sheet of paper, write down your objectives and then quantify them. In other words, if you don't have a goal, some sort of number associated with things, they're really not objectives. And then once a month, take a look at how you're performing against those and color code the difference between your plan. In other words, let's say revenue is supposed to be $250,000 this month and we achieve $260,000. That $10,000 difference should be in green. Color code your differences in red or green.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it really easy to sit down with your organization and your team or your family and say, these are the areas we're doing well in, these are the areas we're behind, and let's talk about what it is we're going to do to make them all green. Really straightforward.
I like that.
It takes the subjectivity away. It takes the personalities out of the equation, which is so important in small business.
Well, and the colors are a big deal because colors, like you say, colors don't lie, right? I mean, if you've decided something deserves to get a certain judgment, and you know, every time people see it, if it's so marked, then it makes them pay more attention to it, doesn't it?
It really does. It makes it visible. What I like about it is it changes data into information. Mm-hmm. So that when people look at it, they go, oh, I get it. I see where we're doing well, and I see where we need to be better.
All right.
That's an important thing.
What's next?
The other thing I want you to be able to do is ensure that you've dealt with all of your performance problems. If you have any lingering employee performance problems, take care of them in January. Don't let them plague you the rest of the year.
I talked to my folks about this in December. That was part of my what I call December cleaning. And I said, you know, it's never a good time to let somebody go, especially during the holidays. But if you got employee deadwood, you got to cut it out of the raft and let it go float somewhere else.
Absolutely, you do. You owe it to your business. You owe it to them.
You owe it to everybody else and the other folks who are not deadwood, who may be pulling their load in somebody else's load.
That's right.
And the morale will go up. And you know what else? I'm going to say there's at least a 50-50 chance that the person that you cut loose because they're not performing. Now, this is assuming, Bob, of course, I know you agree with me, assuming you've done everything you can to redeem this person and you know that there's nothing else that can be done. Once you're ready to cut them loose, there's a 50-50 chance that within 1 year they'll come back and thank you.
That's an amazing stat, and I agree with you. And that's why I started off by saying you've got to have your objectives clarified, because when you get upset with somebody who may not be performing, look inward and make sure that it's even clear as to what you wanted them to do. And that's why you have to have these objectives. But the point is, and here's a key for all of our listeners today, be very hard on performance, extremely hard on performance, and easy on your people. What do you think about that?
I like that. Now, that's exactly right. And that way it doesn't become personal.
Correct.
Yeah.
And in a family-run business, that's pretty tough not to become personal.
Bob, we've got a number. You got more of these, don't you? You got these.
Yeah, I got a couple more.
Can we do those in the next segment?
Love to.
Let's continue this in the next segment. Give us your website in the meantime.
BobProsen.com. BobProsen.com.
The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. Check it out, folks. Bob's got a lot going on that website that will help you. So I encourage you to check it out. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More of these great ideas from Bob Prosen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.